Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. Now, it is local because our guest this morning started a journey in both soccer and Aussie rules in Mount Gambier. And in the last week, she's reached the heights and completed a dream and represented Australia in the Matildas in a couple of wins against Chile or Chile, depending on when you went to school. Good morning. Congratulations, Jenna McCormick.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Now, back to earth, no doubt. Now, Jenna, right from the top, your journey's been interesting and you've sort of put yourself under pressure. You've had a lot of challenges. Do you think that's kept you and held you in good stead to finally get the chance at the highest level?
Yeah, I think so. I've had quite a unique career and it's taken me all corners of the globe and I've played with some amazing people and, you know, the decisions that I've made has got me to where I am today. And, yeah, I'm really just really proud of where I've come from and to be to have the opportunity to represent my country and do that over the weekend. So, yeah, it's been great. But the path that I've been on my whole life, I do genuinely feel like the way that it all panned out was, you know, meant to be leading up into this moment. So it's been a long time coming, but certainly one that I'm very proud of.
Yeah, there's an old sporty saying, the biggest risk of all in sport and life is to take no risks, and you've put yourself out there and it's paid off. Now, I've asked a lot of the local boys that have ended up VFL and then AFL about the step up in standard. And nearly all of them have said it's easier playing at the top level because of the good players around you. You looked exactly like that to me on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that it is true that when you are with better players, you tend to play better yourself.
Mm.
But certainly, you know, for my first game for Australia was obviously, you know, that sentence comes with so many nerves and so many emotions.
Mm.
And so I was feeling all of that on Saturday when I walked out onto that field and sang the national anthem and, you know, in front of all of those people. So, but to have that caliber of players and the experience sort of next to me and, you know, around me very much helped me keep a lid on my emotions and just sort of play confidently and play with a little bit of ease and just settle the nerves a bit. So, for me, yeah, it was pretty much a dream debut. I can't really think of anything else that I would want to change about, you know, how the day went. So I'm very privileged and just happy that, you know, I got to share it with some really incredible players.
Yeah, you got an opportunity. You made the most. It all started as a 9-year-old, under-11s with the boys playing for Blue Lake, of course. Now, looking at yourself all the way through, what would you put as your key personality traits that have really allowed you to get to this point? What would you put it down to?
I think playing team sport my whole life has shaped me to be the person that I am. So huge team player in every facet of life. And, you know, I don't like doing things on my own. I like working together with people. And obviously communication is a huge characteristic of mine as well, playing sport and especially positionally as well. I've had to really nail that one down. So, you know, that one, and there's also dedication, persistence. In every sport, there's highs and there's lows. So I've experienced highs and I've experienced knockdowns and unsuccessful or failed attempts and that really does build character and it shapes you into being a really strong person. So I'm just really grateful that throughout all of my experiences that I've had, I've learnt lessons from things. I've grown. I've put myself outside of my comfort zone, which is a really huge one to be able to grow, to be in a position where you're vulnerable. And I've done that plenty of times. And I think that has led me, to this day, being the person that I am. So, you know, without sport, I'd be a completely different person, and I'm sure that I'd rather be, you know, the person I am today than perhaps somebody else.
You certainly are a warrior, and you've got a fair bit of self-belief, which I reckon is the ultimate key. All the best in the next part of your journey. You suit up for Melbourne Victory in the quest to pinch a premiership in the W League. And then, of course, bubbling along is preparation for the friendlies in preparation for the Tokyo qualifiers against China, Chinese Taipei and Thailand. Jenna, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. You deserve all the success you've had. All the best on all fronts as it all opens up.
Wonderful. No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.